It's Parshas Noach, the first Shabbos in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and we're re-entering the world of what we call real life. There's a small detail which is tagged on to the end of the Mabul. By exploring this detail, perhaps we can learn something which will enable us to hold on to some of the inspiration and growth with which we have achieved over the last month. It's the end of a long period of time of chesed, of service to all the animals, and Noach finally sees the tops of the mountains, and he wants to know if the ground is finally dry. Vayishalach es ha'orev, and he sends out the raven, vayetze yotzei vashoiv, and this raven is going back to and fro, ad yivoshes hamayim me'al ha'aretz, until the water dries from the land. This is a very unclear part of the story, because immediately afterwards, in the next pasuk, Noach sends out the yoina, the dove, who acts as a foil to the raven in the story. And when he sends out the yoina, he tells him exactly why he's sending him out. He says, have the waters receded? And we see the yoina going and coming back with the message that Noach wants to hear, ultimately coming back with the olive leaf and ultimately not coming back at all. But here we have the raven who's going back and forth, to and fro. He never really got a mission statement. Noach didn't tell him what to do. What was the purpose of sending out this Erev? And what does this story mean to us? The story of sending out the raven and the raven not really fulfilling his job. Chazal say that the reason that he decided to send out the Erev perhaps was because he was one of the only three who was Mishamish in the Teva, the other two being Chum and Kalev. According to the Medrash, they have an interesting conversation here. The raven says to Noach, from all the animals and birds that there are, why are you sending me? Reish Lakish says, the raven said, your master Hashem hates me, and so do you. Hashem told you to take only two of the Tmeim and seven pairs of the Tahirim. And now that there's only two of us and you're sending me out, you're risking losing ravens for all of eternity. There will never be another raven. If I disappear, then that's it. Noach turns to him and says in response, "Mat tzarech ha'olam b'cha?" So what? So what will the world be lacking if there are no ravens? What does the world need you for? Laila achila v'laila karban. We can't eat you, and we can't shecht you as a karban. What a horrible response. Die. We'll manage just fine without you. This doesn't sound very much like the Noach who cared for every single animal for almost an entire year. The conversation continues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu get involved and says to him, accept his answer. Let him live, because one day the world will actually need him. In the time of Eliyahu HaNavi, what happens is that Eliyahu calls a drought in the world. He does this because he's looking at Klal Yisrael, who's serving Avodah Zarah, and he says, I need to teach the Yidden a lesson. And he calls for a drought. Asid tzaddik echad la'amayt uliyabesh es ha'olam. There's going to be one tzaddik who's going to come, who's going to dry out the world. And at that point, I'm going to need the raven, because Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be hiding in a cave, and he's not going to have a source of food. V'ha'arvim mevim le'lechem uvasar ba'baikar v'lechem uvasar ba'erv, says the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yudzayim. The ravens were bringing from the table of Yehoshaphat, they would steal into the house of Yehoshaphat, and they would take some food, and they would bring it to Eliyahu HaNavi. Rashi interprets this Pasuk that the raven was going yotzei vashoiv to and fro ad yevoshes hamayim me'al ha'aretz, until the water was going to dry from the land, not now during the Mabul's time, but the raven went to and fro in the world being kept in readiness for another errand during the time when the rain was withheld and the waters dried up. And we can point out also that the word yabeshes, if you mix the letters up, it reads Tishbi, But the Baal Torah points this out, and Tishbi, of course, is Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi. This raven is going to wait for his mission. Hashem tells Noach, I don't want the raven to die now. I do need to keep the raven alive because there's going to be a time when the earth is going to dry up, and then I'm going to need the raven. To understand this a little bit better, we have to start with the premise that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world was created with a purpose, even the very smallest creatures. David HaMelech asked this question, and there are many different permutations of this question that David HaMelech asked. In one version, I understand, David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that you created. But there's one thing I don't understand. Why did you create madness? Why did you create lunacy? Why did you create a person who doesn't have das? Who enjoys it? Who benefits from it? And Hashem answers, one day you will need it. And when David HaMelech at one point was running away and he ran to Achish, the king of Gas, who is a Plishti, the servants of Achish said to the king, you're allowing David to be here and you're not killing him? This is the David who killed Ar-Goliath, the great Plishti warrior. Why don't you kill him? And David got scared and he started to act crazy. Achish himself had a daughter who was crazy, and his daughter was screaming inside, and David HaMelech was screaming outside, Chaser Meshugaim Anachim, am I lacking people here who are crazy? And he was saved. David HaMelech was saved because of this. In another medrash, he saw a wasp eating a spider, and he said to Hashem, why do you need wasps and why do you need spiders? And again, he was saved because of a wasp and he was saved because of a spider. One night, David HaMelech ran to the tent of Shaul to steal his sword, and Avner, the general of Shaul, was protecting the entrance. And when David HaMelech climbed in, he climbed through Avner's legs. But then Avner, in his sleep, shifted and David was stuck in the tent. So a wasp came and stung Avner, and Avner was moved, he shifted, and now David was able to escape. In another story, he was running away and he was hiding in a cave, and the messengers were going past to search the caves, and Hashem made that the spider would cover the cave with spider web so it would look like nobody had been in this cave for a long time. And with this, David was able to escape. And now he understands why we need wasps and why we need spiders. The Baal HaMusar find an amazing story which proves this point even further from the story of Haman. When it comes time to hang Haman, says the Medrash, all the trees came forward. The Te'ena said, pick me, the fig, because they bring Bikurim for me. On Shavuos, the Jews bring up their Bikurim, and they bring Bikurim for me. And also, often Bnei Yisrael are compared to a Te'ena, so bring me. The Geffen, the grape, said, they're also compared to me. The Jews are also compared to grapes. And so to the Remain said it. And then the Esrog got up, and the Esrog said, well, he should be hung on me because on Sukkot they use me as the Esrog. It's the centerpiece of Sukkot. And then the rest of the Arba Minim came forward. And every tree kept on coming, and the Medrash goes on and on with different trees, and each tree came and said, there's a reason why you should pick me because of a central role that I play in Jewish history. The thorn bush came forward and said, whatever you created in this world was created for your honor. And every single one of these trees that is coming forward already has a purpose in the world. But I am a thorn bush and there's nothing that I do. There's no purpose that I have. So use me. That's why I'm here in this world. Let the Kaitzetz ben Kaitzetz, which is a nickname for Haman, be hung on the kites. This was immediately accepted. It's not just people who have a role to play. Vegetation and plants and trees and animals do too. Let's go back to our conversation now. Noach said to the raven, I'm going to send you out because everything else has a tafkid in the world, but I don't see one for you. I don't see a purpose for having you. So why shouldn't I send you? Go, die. At this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened and said, keep him, because I will need him in the future. Hashem said to Noach, you are seeing things without the proper perspective. Only I, who can see from one end of the world to the other, can decide if something is useful or not. And I will need the raven. Why does Hashem need the raven? Why did he have to send food to Eliyahu Dafka through the raven? Ravens are known as cruel birds. They are cruel birds who do not even take care of their own children. And Hashem was sending a message to him, to Eliyahu, don't be cruel to the Jews. Yes, they sinned. But if even the cruel bird can come and take care of you, you should not be cruel. And look at the Jews and realize perhaps they can return and do tshuva. And perhaps we can make a connection between the raven that Hashem says to Eliyahu as a hint, why are you being so cruel, to what Noach did or did not do with the raven. Amar Rabbi Chiya, says the Yalkut Reuveni. Rabbi Chiya said, Lama shalach ha-ta'ireb? Why was he sending the raven? Of all birds, why did he choose the raven? Noach was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu through sending this raven, Hashem, you are a Rahman. You care. And you turned into cruel, like an Oirev, by sending this terrible flood into this world. When he saw the devastation of the world, he said, Hashem, how did you turn cruel to your children? So Hashem responds to him later on in the Medrash, on the Pasuk, Ve'etzei Noach uvana ve'ishtei, that Noach and his children went out. Hashem responds to him and says to him, Raya Shaita, you are a silly shepherd. Now you're asking me? You should have asked me at the time when I told you, Vani Hinani Mevias Hamabel. You had a time to cry. You had a time to ask me for this, and you didn't ask me. You should have asked me then, and perhaps it would have made a difference. Ultimately, later on, Noach ends up bringing karbanos to try and restore that relationship of rachamim to the world. Whatever the case is, we see that the Oirev is being used as a symbol of cruelty, both by Hashem and his message to Eliyahu, and perhaps in Noach choosing the raven, he was trying to ask this question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to be a successful mission. The Oirev does not give any information to Noach. The Yalkut Shimoni says, if you send something out in Biyad Tameh, with an impure animal, it's like sending it a Biyad Ksil. You're sending it with a fool. But if you send it Biyad Tahar, like the dove is looked at as a Tahar, the dove who keeps on coming back to Noach and has to keep on being sent out because the dove wants that relationship with Noach, wants to stay to Noach, Katsir Ne'eman. He's going to be a faithful soldier for you. And we know that the doves are a symbol always of the faithful. Passenger doves that were used to send, the messenger doves that were used to send messages, and they always know where to go and where to come back to. This is the dove, and the difference between the dove and the raven. There's an interesting story in the Gemara, which says that there were years, not just a year of drought, but years of drought, and Rebbe opened up his food houses once through this drought. But he made a sign, there was a test to take before you were able to get the food from the house. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram came in and said, Rebbe, Parnaseni, please, Rebbe, give me food. It seems like he was disguised, that Rebbe didn't realize who he was. And he came in like an Am Haaretz. And he said, Rebbe, Parnaseni. And the Rebbe started to ask him questions. Do you learn? Do you review? Do you know anything? And what tzchus should I sustain you? I'm only sustaining here the holy people. And he answers, sustain me like a kelev, like a dog, and like an oirev. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Noisen lebehema lachma lifnei oirev asher yikro, that because the oirev, the raven, doesn't feed his own children, Hashem has to feed those children. And a dog, perhaps Rashi says, because the dog needs the help to find his food because he doesn't have a natural source of food. That's the pshat. On a deeper level, we can perhaps understand based on what we've been saying. Sustain me like a dog and like a raven. The dog is special because once, long, long, long time ago in Mitzrayim, Ulcho b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shaynei, when the Jews were leaving Mitzrayim, the dogs did not bark. And because the dogs did not bark forever and forever, we give our bones to the dogs. They get the privilege because of one good thing that they did many, many, many years ago. And the raven, Hashem tells Noach, let the raven live, because in the future it's going to have a role to play. Meaning when you look at something, don't just look at the here and now. Understand that everything, even the dogs and raven, have something to give. Even if it's just because of something that it did in the past, or perhaps something it's going to do in the future. In a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, there's no time. Therefore, we are judged and remembered on all planes, past, present, and future. You, Noach, may not see a reason for the raven, but there is one. We were all sent into this world to fulfill a purpose, and we want to be like the Yoina, not like the raven. We want to get our mission and do our mission and fulfill our mission. We have to pay attention to why we were sent here and come back with the knowledge that we performed our job. We weren't put here to go through life, but to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. After the months of preparation, really stretching back to Pesach time, because we go from Pesach to Sefirot HaOmer to Shavuos, and we have our period of the 3 weeks, and then we have the Shiva D'Nechemta, and then we have the whole, through the whole month of Elul, and then we have the whole month of Tishrei. We finally come to the winter of Maisa, of action. Can we actually live up to what we are meant to be doing, what we want to be doing? The Chofetz Chaim says there was a fool who lived in his village of Zhetel, and they used to make fun of him because he would go all the way to Vilna to get a shmek tabak from the gabbai of the shul. He would go on a fool's mission. And the Chofetz Chaim didn't laugh. He said, you're laughing at this man because he goes from one city to another just to get something inconsequential. And you came all the way down to this world and you're going to go through all the travails and travels and stages for what? Just to get a shmek tabak, an inconsequential thing? There's something that we are meant to be doing here. What is it? We've set the goals. We stood there in Ne'ilah and said, and really meant, that I want to do this and that, and whatever the goals that we've set for ourselves is. So now it's the time to ask, what am I doing? Am I fulfilling my job? No bird or spider or wasp or tree or bird is put into this world without a reason. There's certainly a reason that there's me in this world, and I need to make sure that I'm living a life of purpose. We have to learn from the Yonah, from the dove, who did perform what he was sent out to do, who did come back with the leaf, who did come back with the message, who is and has always been that symbol of loyalty in doing his job. We should be zeichet to fulfill our tafkidim and to enter a season, a wet season of inspiration and of seeing clearly how we can make a difference in this world.